false friends. So there is something that is called a false friend. And the false friend is a word that sounds as if it should have the same or similar meaning in two different languages. And it's not. Fast, English, is schnell in German. But in German, fast has nothing to do with speed. It means almost. Ich bin fast fertig. I'm almost done. Welcome to the Better German Podcast. I'm Susi Blümel, a German teacher and founder of Better German. This podcast helps you learn German in a simple and clear way, with useful words, clear sentence structures, pronunciation, and real-life topics from daily life and culture. You'll also get tips for learning German and understanding how the language actually works. And when you're ready, we have a free community and courses to support you even more. All right, welcome. So this is about false friends. So there is something that is called a false friend. And the false friend is a word that sounds as if it should have the same or similar meaning in two different languages. And it's not. Maybe let's look at first how things could have similar meanings. And so there are no false friends. So for example, German and English are related languages. And you see that in a lot of words. Father, English father, is German Vater. Fish is fish. Mother is Mutter. House is house. So there are very many words that sound the same or very similar. And you can correctly guess what they are. However, sometimes there are words that really sound as if they should be something particularly, and they're not. Of course, this is not just between German and English. That can exist between any languages, maybe not exactly between German and Chinese so much, but any languages that are somehow related. So let's start with one example that is kind of simple. That's actually a good one because that was maybe the first time I realized that there is something like false friends, and I didn't know the term at this point. But when I found out later, I actually had a laugh out of it. The first time I was in an English speaking country was when I was 14 years old. I was in, we call it vierte Klasse, which is fourth grade, but we count it differently. Anyway, so I was 14 years old. I had learned English at that time seriously for 4 years, because we do learn it a little bit earlier than that, but real lessons with a teacher that has a curriculum and stuff like that for 4 years. And I was in England for the first time, and the first time in an English-speaking country. By the way, I do understand all people that learn foreign languages and how tough it can be if you go to a different country. So I was there and there was a gift shop, and that was very confusing for me. Depending on what your level of German is, you may or may not realize why. So gift. I don't even think that there is any difference in the pronunciation. Gift in German is poison. And I was like, why poison shop? And it didn't make sense. And it looked to me like a paper shop, paper supply shop. The English word gift is in German Geschenk, in the sense of present. And we don't have really Geschenkgeschäfte. Sometimes we have these maybe in hospitals and stuff like that. It was probably a train station where I saw that, maybe even the airport. Anyway, I was very confused. And I think I was confused for at least another hour. And that's also a very good example of what can happen if you don't understand something, particularly words in this case. We're talking about language. So if you don't understand a word, things can become very, very confusing. I'm definitely not an advocate of that philosophy that exists in, I think it's particularly a thing in the German-speaking area where they say, okay, good, fine. If there is words that you don't understand, don't worry. Just keep reading. Get used to it. So I've been teaching languages for almost 20 years professionally as a teacher, getting people to pay me to help them. And I have always seen that it's important to learn and to understand words and not ignore them. So let's go into more examples of false friends. I'm also going to give you some tips other than just, okay, you have to look them up on how to see that this could be a false friend. So, okay, good. A very, very important one is become and becomen. So English become in the sense of make a development. And so he's becoming a teacher. In German, bekommen means to receive something. So that would be get. So I'm getting a gift. That could be very confusing. Another one that could be happening is Rat. Der Rat in German is an advice. And you write it R-A-T, so like rat. So ein Rat, if you give somebody einen Rat, ich brauche einen Rat, means I need some advice. It doesn't mean I need a rat. I think that could be confusing too. Another one, fast, English is schnell in German, but in German, fast has nothing to do with speed. It means almost. Ich bin fast fertig. I'm almost done. Ich habe fast kein Geld mehr. I'm almost out of money. Fast means almost. Dann another one. Brav und brave. So brav is well behaved. You use that with children and dogs maybe. I don't think we use it on adults so much. It's a little weird if you say my husband's well behaved. I would never think of that. But if you say, yeah, it's sehr brav. Like I will say that to my dog actually. I have no idea if he understands that. Maybe he doesn't understand German. Anyway, so obviously, it's not brave. It's not courageous. So it's well-behaved, brav. I hope you like what you hear. I wanted to mention this. So the best way to learn German with me is through my live group courses. You get real teaching, you get live support, and you get a clear path to really learn German and use the language. We also offer self-paced courses and a free community with resources and practice. All of that you find on bettergerman.info. Then let me do another one. Aktuell. So ich höre aktuelle Nachrichten. That means current, up to date. That would mean the sentence I just said, ich höre aktuelle Nachrichten. I'm listening to current news. So I'm going to just give you a few more. Kaution in German. You could mix it up with caution, but what it means is deposit. Usually when you rent an apartment in Austria, you usually have to give a deposit. The usual thing is 3 months, maybe four with the first rent. That's a deposit. And in German, that's die Kaution. Another one, eine Billion, 1 billion. That is, I think, between German and American English. I'm not sure about UK, by the way. So let me know. Is that the case also in UK? Eine Billion is 1 trillion. That's a number with 12 digits. And another one, sparen means to save money, to spare someone in German. That would be jemanden verschonen, not do anything to him. That's to spare someone. Okay, I have a few more. A fabric in English is a Stoff in German. Like the materials. And eine Fabrik, die Fabrik, is a factory. German word, die Fabrik, means it's a factory or plant. There is another set, icon and ikone. Icon is a symbol. Like when you have small icons in the computer world, or maybe you could even call emojis icons. They are a special kind of icons. That's also an icon in German. We have taken over a lot of computer words. But there is this word Ikone, and that's the picture we have in some churches, or it could be also an icon in one particular sense, like somebody's an icon of beauty or something like that. Then we have the word See und See. The word See in English is, of course, referring to ocean, you know, big amounts of water. And in German, this is Meer. So, by the way, ocean and ocean works. There is a German word, der Ozean, and that's English, the ocean. And then for kind of smaller parts of the ocean that we call sea, in German we call it Meer. And a sea, the German word See, is a lake in English. Another, the word another in English means in the sense of an additional one. Ein weiterer Ein anderer is a different one. It could be the same, but it could be wrong too. So ein anderer is a different person, a different one. And another can mean an additional one that you would have to say ein weiterer. Or that's an important one. The English word wer means wo. And the German word wer, where, wer, they're written similarly, not the same. In German, wer, you write W-E-R, and that means who. Then English who is in German wer. So there are a few things that could be confusing. I don't want to go into much more, but let me know if that is interesting to you. And then I can give you more examples and I can give you a whole list of them. What I do want to tell you is, first of all, what you have to do in order to not fall into the trap of false friends is you have to continuously work on your vocabulary. You can learn really, really well by watching TV. You should be watching with subtitles. You should read books and look up the words in the books, but you should not just do this passively, but you should actively always continue to work on your vocabulary. Make it a point whenever you want to improve German or any language for that matter. You continuously learn vocabulary. You need like 3,000 words to become somewhat fluent, but that's only a start. A relatively uneducated person in their native language maybe only uses 5,000 words in their day-to-day life. But that's still 5,000. That's many more than those famous 3,000 words. But an educated person uses 10 to 20,000 words or more. Very educated person up to 50,000 words. Basically, the level of education and with that, the level of potential income and so on are influenced by the number of words you know. So always make it a point of learning new words. And the other thing is, if you hear a sentence and you are wondering, huh, that doesn't make any sense, or just a little bit puzzle, then it's usually because it doesn't make sense. In that case, just look up the words to be very sure. And really, I also suggest you to use a dictionary and not just a translator, because a dictionary gives you different versions of the words and you can scan through them and find the one that you need in that context. Okay, thank you very much for listening. In any case, let me know what false friends you had problems with. Maybe if there is any funny stories, let me know. And also, if there is some false friends that you are puzzled about, let me also know. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone else who's learning German. It could be exactly what they need. And when you're ready to go further, you'll find everything at bettergerman.info. Tune in the next time. Bye-bye.